cornbread. I'll be ready to mow tonight. Beans to cornbread, you ain't straight. You better wake up or I'll gas you gate. Been in this pot since 2:30. Swelling and puffing and almost due. I'll be ready to mow tonight. That's what beans to cornbread. Always get mad at me. I ain't mad at you. I'll be ready tomorrow night. I'll be ready. Beans grabbed cornbread by the toe. Beans said, cornbread, let me go. Cornbread said, I'll lay you low. I'm gonna fight you, you so and so. Meet me on the corner. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. That's what beans said, cornbread. You're so bad. You always want to fight. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. And I'm gonna beat the devil out you. Cornbread on the head. Beans. Cornbread said, I'm almost dead. Beans told cornbread, get up, man. Beans. You know that we go hand in hand. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread, hand in hand. Beans. That's what beans said to cornbread. We should stick together, beans, hand in hand. We should hang out together like wieners and sauerkraut. We should stick together like hot dogs and mustard. We should get up every morning and hang out together like sisters and brothers. Yeah. Every Saturday night, we should hang out like chitlins and potato salad.
Yeah.
Like strawberry and shortcake.
Yeah.
Like corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah.
Like liver and onions.
Yeah.
Like red peas and rice.
Yeah.
Like bagel and lox.
Yeah.
Like sour cream and Benson.
Yeah.
Like bread and butter.
Yeah.
Like hotcakes and molasses.
Yeah.
Beans, toast, cornbread.
Yeah.
It makes no difference what you think about me.
Yeah.
But it makes a whole lot of difference what I think about you.
Yeah.
We should hang out together like hotcakes and molasses.
Yeah.
That's what beans say to cornbread. Cause beans and cornbread, they go hand in hand.
This is Mark Reeser. You are listening to CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Federation represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
And good afternoon and welcome to the Agriculture Show. You're here at CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. It is a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon, March the 20th. You're at episode 10. And I am just delighted to have great guests today. I'd like to welcome back Samantha Kim. Hi, Samantha. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Jeff?
I'm lovely. I'm so glad you're able to show up today. That's great. And also with me today is Heidi Greb. Hello, Heidi.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I am well. And how, you had a safe trip up here? I guess we were playing tag on the way up, apparently.
We were a little bit. I was following you, so I was able to find it.
Well, I'm very happy you're able to come out today and tell us more about the International Ply Match. This is coming up in the fall, and this is for our urban listeners. What's the right word, Heidi? It's a rural exposition, and what's the bywords for the Ply Match this year? It's rural lifestyles?
It's celebrate... Or cultivate country and celebrate community.
Cultivate country, celebrate community.
Exactly. It's a celebration of the rural heritage in our area.
Mm-hmm. And it's a big show. And tell us where it's being held and where the website is.
Our website is, if you're trying to find us, is www.ipm2012.ca.
Mm-hmm.
And the plowing match will be held September 18th to 22nd in this town of Roseville. Where we're located is from Roseville Road to at the south to yeah. New Dundee Road on the north, and in between Fisher Hallman and Trussler Road.
Well, that's not too far for our urban people to visit, and I don't know if our people in the area can remember that we had the match here last time in 1995, and it was a great match, and we're just sure and feeling confident that it's going to happen again this year, and people will really be delighted to come out to the country and see some of what's happening out there and enjoy that outdoor air and ambiance. Tell us, Heidi, tell us about your position with the, you should tell us the best story. How did you get involved in this big, how did you get involved in the Ply Match?
I was new to the community. Mm-hmm. I was new to AIR, and just through some of my connections with the neighbors, I was asked if I'd like to sit on the executive committee. Mm-hmm. I originally am from Kitchener, and my husband grew up in Reidsville, which is just a little community outside of AIR. And he works for a bank, so we've been all over southwestern Ontario, and our last little stint was in Oakville. So mm-hmm. We built a house in just outside of AIR about 5 years ago, and I got involved because I think it's the right thing to do for our community. Mm-hmm. I sort of have a philosophy that volunteering is the price you pay for the space you occupy. So it's I think a little bit more than I was expecting, but I'm just having so much fun doing it, and it's great to see how the community has stepped up to the challenge, mm-hmm. not just only North Dumfries Township, but all of the communities in Waterloo Region.
It's what's unique about the Flying Match is the fact it is volunteer-driven, and any of the profits, it goes back to the community in terms of paying for volunteers for their time, and also for, hopefully, there's a bit of a some cash left over to donate or requisition to some cause. Have they decided yet what they're going to do this year?
We have decided, and the places know that we are going to share some of the funds with them. We have decided to support the three hospitals in the area.
Oh, isn't that great?
So Grand River, St. Mary's, and Cambridge Memorial Hospital. This is from the net proceeds. You know, if we make money, money will go back into the community.
Yeah.
And our thought with choosing the hospitals was that at some point in all our lives, we will pass through the doors of one of those hospitals. So it was very important for us to make that decision. We've also decided to support both of the community foundations, both the Kitchener-Waterloo Community Foundation as well as the Cambridge and North Dumfries Community Foundation.
Well, this is good news.
And again, it's a somewhat of a feeder organization for other community groups that it just goes on and on and on.
Yeah. This is good news, and so to our listeners, your support for the match is your way to support those other the three hospitals and the community foundations as well. So come on out to the match in the fall of this year, 2012, down by Roseville, and you'll be helping out yourself and your community. So you've had lots of fun too in all this adventure. I hope too, Heidi. I know it's a lot of work. You're presently the secretary of the IPM, I believe.
I am, and as well as my role as secretary, so I take the minutes for the meetings and send out lots of notices to all of our chairs and that sort of thing. But each of our directors on the executive committee are each responsible for a number of different committees. We have approximately 40 committees that help this, that will get this plowing match off the ground. My committees are the Lifestyles, the Family Lifestyles Committee,
yes,
as well as Health and Safety.
Okay. So I'm sure you're it's been, like I say, I'm so glad you're able to come up to this at short notice. I'm 100% sure that you've probably had a meeting you've been to already today, and maybe even one tonight yet.
I do, as a matter of fact. Been at one at 9 o'clock with the public health,
yeah,
and so we're concerned with the safety of our guests that will be at the match, as well as our volunteers as well. So,
mm-hmm. Wow, that's a lot. I'm glad you brought along a whole whack of facts and figures there. And I think we'll take a little break here and play a song. And we'll get back to talking to Heidi and talk to Samantha as well. And, well, folks, you're at 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio. This is your host, Jeff Steger. And with me today is Samantha Kim and Heidi Greb. And this is the 10th episode of the Agriculture Show, brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. We'll be right back.
Out on the plains, down near Santa Fe, I met a cowboy riding the range one day. And as he jogged along, I heard him singing a most peculiar cowboy song. It was a ditty he learned in the city. A come-a-ti-yi-yi, come-a-ti-yip-ti-yi. Get along, get hip, little doggies, get along. Better be on your way, get along. Get hip, little doggies, and he trucked them on down the old fairway, singing his cow cow boogie in the strangest way. Hom-a-ti-yi-yi-yay, hom-a-ti-yip-ti-yi-yay, singing his cowboy song. He's just too much. He's got a knocked-up Western accent with a Harlem touch. He was raised on local weed. He's what you call a swing half-breed, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Com-a-ti-yi-yi-yay, com-a-ti-yip-ti-yi-yay.
Hi. Well, that was the Cow Cow Boogie by a group called Campus 5. Kind of a fun little tune. I saw people tapping their toes here. It was Tuesday afternoon, episode 10, the Agriculture Show. Heidi, so I'm glad you're here. I'm great. Looking forward to our next bit of a conversation. How are you?
I'm great.
Okay. And Samantha Kim, we're just glad to have you here to do it as well. So welcome back.
Thank you. I'm enjoying all about this exciting event, like to hear all the details about it. So Heidi, would you mind telling us a little bit more about the lifestyle of these families?
The Family Lifestyles area? It's an exhibit that's within the Tented City. The Plowing Match encompasses over 1,000 acres, and we have a tented city where we bring in water, we bring in electricity, and then we have vendors there as well. But we're also, we'll have a regional exhibit, an education exhibit, and the committee that I'm involved with is the Family Lifestyles. Mm-hmm. And so they will have an area of our tented city and have exhibits that are of interest to a family, just not a woman's exhibit, but an entire family exhibit. And my Family Lifestyles Committee has broken down into four areas, one being cookbooks and foods, mm-hmm. Quilts, fashion and more, and a Little Sprouts rest area. And each of those committees have been very active. It's not just what is happening at the match over those 5 days, but they have been working very diligently since 2010 to prepare things.
They were some of the first committees. I think the cookbook
was exactly.
One of the first committees.
The food and cookbook committee has come up with a cookbook, and it's actually for sale right now. It went to press last spring and became available in August and September, and so it's right now it's available at various locations throughout Waterloo Region. Brant County, as well as some locations in Guelph. And if you go to our website, www.ipm2012.ca, mm-hmm. You can find those locations. We are also fortunate enough to have Home Hardware as a partner, and they have graciously offered to take our cookbooks. So our cookbook is available at most Home Hardware locations.
Would that be all in Ontario?
Not in Ontario. Brant County within Waterloo Region and some locations in Guelph. But our cookbook, we have nearly 350 recipes and lots of helpful hints. The recipes we received from committee members, mm-hmm. From the various volunteers on our committees, as well as people interested in the rural lifestyle. They were chosen to reflect the culinary skill and diversity of Waterloo Region and highlight local food and food markets in our area.
Mm-hmm.
I love these type of cookbooks.
These
are the tried and true recipes that, Jamie Oliver, I don't really care for your recipes. I want to know what your family loves to eat, and a lot of the They're the tried and true recipes, so it's great that that they're doing.
How many people put recipes into the book? It's a pretty good size book.
It's nearly it's about 350 pages.
Oh boy!
And not only does it have nearly 350 recipes, but it's got helpful hints scattered throughout the book and things that everybody can use. From cutting, and it's not just food related, it's how to get stains out of certain things, and it's just a great compilation of what makes Waterloo Region. There are an awful lot of ethnic recipes, heritage type recipes, from our German roots, from our Scottish roots. It's just a great book, so I'm very excited. They've done a fabulous job with creating this. But what they'll be doing as well during the week of the match, and we're also very, very excited about this, is that they will have food demonstrations. And this is something that has not happened at a plowing match in a number of years. So they are going to create a kitchen, and they will have seating for up to 300 people in a tent, and they have created a kitchen, or they will have created a kitchen, and where they will have, local chefs that come in, and or cooking instructors, local growers or producers that will share their recipes with the audience. And they have a very energetic program. They're 2 to 3 to maybe even 4 presenters per hour, and this will go nonstop for 5 days.
That's what my question was. It's every day for five days.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's a very ambitious program, one that I am just so excited about, because, as I said, this has not been done in a number of plowing matches. It used to be in 95 they had a very strong cooking program, but things have become a little tighter, and we're working with public health to have these demonstrations, and it's a great undertaking.
And you mentioned also you had a quilt committee too, I think.
We do have a quilt committee, and they've been working, again, very diligently since 2010. They've wrapped up a few of their programs already. Last September they had a quilt block challenge, which they sold pieces of fabric in kits and sold those, and the person was supposed to bake a quilt block, turn it in, and we have been able to create 3 quilts from the quilt blocks we've received back.
So how many blocks is that?
They received back about 70 blocks.
70, wow.
And the committee has, and I wish this weren't radio at this point, because to see the work that they've done is just amazing. It's
well, what we can do, and as you mentioned, actually, when this show is archived, we can attach photographs to it.
Oh, so perfect.
If after the show at some time you want to forward along some pictures, I'll just, Kim or I will, okay. Samantha or I will either attach that to the webpage, either one of us or what have you. So.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry.
And anyway, so yeah. from the blocks that they received back, they've made 3 quilts, and now what they're doing with those quilts is they're running a raffle. And so this raffle is, and unfortunately I can't sell tickets on the air, but come to the plowing match and we'll get you. But we have over $66,000 worth of prizes.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Janome 7700 Horizon sewing machine as our first prize, value $3,500. The first quilt is our second prize that they had made from the quilt blocks. It's a king-size quilt.
Mm-hmm.
And the value of that is $1,650, and our third prize is a twin size quilt called the Attic Window, and the value on that is $1,050.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is another quilt, and we will be auctioning that off.
So you have the cooking, the cookbook, and the cooking area, and the quilts. And the other, are they all in one tent somewhere? Is it like, do you have a separate part of the match where it's just the?
We will have an entire exhibit.
Okay.
So. Of family lifestyles, but it will encompass 4 different tents. So our food tent, a quilt tent, the fashion more tent, and the little spreads rest area.
Okay, let's talk about those 2.
Okay.
if you can still keep up some steam for
it. Alrighty. Well, our fashion and more area, it's not just a woman's tent. Because that's the Ann Moore part. We will be doing 3 fashion shows daily.
Mm-hmm.
We have partnered with Expressions by DKS, who has a modeling agency in the area. And she and her, Donna and her models, will be providing 3 fashion shows per day. And then what we will also be doing in this tent is having carpentry, small little
knick-knack things?
Well, knick-knacks, but of interest to gentlemen as well.
Okay.
We might have some seminars. The program isn't totally set at this point, but we may have some people come in talking about farm succession,
mm-hmm.
Which is, something that I think the rural community needs to be aware of. But it'll be more of a seminar-based tent as well. And then our Little Sprouts area.
The Little Sprouts.
Little Sprouts.
Let me guess, this is for the kindergarten
crowd?
Well,
this is, they go to the education tent.
Okay.
This is for parents to bring, to give the kids a little bit of a time out, to give the parents a respite. It's a place where they can come and change their baby, feed their babies.
Okay.
Just a quiet place where the parents and their child can have just sort of a little bit of a break.
That's a good idea. That's a lot of, it's a challenge for most of us just to spend a day at an event, but little kids, it can just wear them out pretty darn fast.
It's a little tough.
You guys are very thoughtful to include something like that. Is this the first time they've done it in matches? This has been done before, I would think.
I believe it has been done before.
Okay, yeah. So they can, if they go to this tent, they can expect to have some, a quieter place and some toys to play with. There will be some toys.
There will be activities for them to do. Whether it's coloring, that sort of stuff. But it's a nursing station, a feeding station, a changing station.
Mm-hmm. So each you just mentioned 4 items in one area. Do each of those need have a committee, a subcommittee looking after it?
They do have a subcommittee. We have about 30 to 40 ladies at this point involved with those committees, and we will be needing other volunteers to help out during the week of the match with those tents. And not just for our own exhibits, but throughout the match.
Okay.
We're looking at over 2,000 volunteers.
And if you wanted to volunteer, how would one do that?
One would go to our website, www.ipm2012.ca.
And you can volunteer there as an individual or a group, I believe?
You can volunteer as an individual, a family, a group, whatever. Some of our, depending on our net proceeds, mm-hmm. If there are groups out there, if they register as a group, we help compensate those groups, depending on the net proceeds. There is no guarantee mm-hmm. that they will make money, but if they're helping to park cars or direct traffic, that sort of thing, or a hockey team, we try and compensate them for their time. But again, no guarantees. It's all based on the net proceeds that we do make.
Yeah, so maybe our listeners don't know, but it's an outdoor show. And certainly if the weather's inclement or any other such a thing goes wrong, the crowds will be down and there won't be as much money available to go back to the community. So
Jeff, that's not going to happen.
No, I know.
We're hoping for great weather that week.
We will have great weather. There's no doubt about it. Because it's going to be a great show.
Exactly.
Well, Heidi, let's stop for a little bit here and we'll play a few more tunes. And we'll maybe talk to Samantha for a wee bit, and then before you have to go and we wrap up our show, we'll just do a little roundup. I'm sure there's things that come to mind you want to speak about. So we'll just take a little break here, play a song, do a radio ID, and we'll be back, and I'll chat with Samantha for a short bit. And you're here at 100.3 Sound FM. This is the Agriculture Show, sponsored by the World Federation of Agriculture. And this is your host, Jeff Steger. We'll be back shortly.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Will you be my honey?
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
I'm your little bee.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Will you be my honey? I'll buzz, buzz, buzz till you belong to me.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Why do bees like roses?
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
It's so plain to see.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
You're sweeter than the roses. You're my honey. You're the one for me. Now the cows in the field go moo, moo, moo. And the wise old owl says woo. Like a dove in a tree, I'll bill and coo, and I'll keep right after you.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Will you be my honey?
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
I'm your little bee.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Will you be my honey? I'll buzz, buzz, buzz till you belong to me. I'll bill and coo, and I'll keep right after you.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
How will you be my honey?
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
I'm your little bee.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
How will you be my honey? I'll buzz, buzz, buzz till you belong to me.
Hi, this is Angie Koch. You are listening to CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
It's the Agriculture Show. It's Tuesday afternoon, and today I have great guests. I have Heidi Greb here from the International Applying Match Committee. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, Jeff.
And also today is Samantha Kim, and she's sitting in our show today to take part in and pick up some ideas. And Samantha, you had a few ideas so far in the show. What comes to mind? You've been keeping track of what Heidi's doing. I know you brought on some other questions. Or how are you enjoying the show so far?
Yeah, I'm very enjoying the show. Like, I mean, this event is a totally new idea to me, considering I wasn't here in 1995. But more and more I hear about the event, I'm really looking forward to it. So hopefully in September, I can maybe volunteer or get a little involved. We were talking during the break that there is not really a minimum requirement to be a volunteer, as long as you're about the age of a high school student. So mm-hmm. I think you guys should have come out and
oh, great, bring your friends.
Yeah.
So, Samantha, tell us how you came to this radio station today. You're a student at the University of Waterloo, I believe.
Yes, I am. Actually, today is my first day to be on the air, so I'm sitting back a little bit. Yes, for sure.
So, what are you taking at the university?
Right now, I am an economics major. Mm-hmm. So, I'm taking a whole bunch of, like, economics-related course, strategy-related course. I was hoping to get a little involved with a society, like a radio station here at CFKM, because I just felt like Heidi said, I wanted to return back to the society for by volunteering. So, yeah, I'm hoping to do a little bit of a contribution here.
Well, on behalf of the Agriculture Show, I'm so glad you've taken an interest in our show, and I look forward to the next bit of time and as you participate and do all those fun things you do on the radio show here.
Thank you.
So Heidi's had a chance to catch her breath here, and I'll invite Samantha to kick in a question if she so likes, but I know, you know, as I think everyone in our audience has been in the same spot. Boy, I have something else I want to say after you're done talking. So Heidi, you want to
tell
us?
Well, I'm going to continue on with my quilt committee, because they have a lot of activities happening prior to the match. Right now, what they're working on is a quilt competition, and they're looking for different quilts to come in, and we will be holding a juried show in August at the New Dundee Community Center, and that will be August 10th and 11th. It's the Friday and Saturday in August, and we have right now, again, if you go to our website, we do have 21 categories of quilts where they can be entries. What am I saying, Jeff?
Yeah, no, I
21 different categories.
Yeah, 21? How can you have 21?
Well, there's some sort of, there's a category for everyone and every style of quilting. Okay. It's hand quilting, it's machine quilting. You can make a big quilt, a wall hanging, a lap blanket, that sort of thing. So get your entries in to us by July 1st. We mm-hmm. need to have confirmation that you will be entering some sort of a quilt category by June 1st. And then these quilts will be judged at the Quilt and Garden Show in August. And these quilts will also be on display during the match.
Okay.
And we're hoping to have over 100 entries.
So if you go to the website, can you see the 21 categories? I don't know. I didn't check myself.
Go to www.ipm2012.ca and under exhibits, go to the Family Lifestyles area and toggle over, and there will be the quilts, and you will see the categories. All the rules are there. The categories are there. How to prepare your entry, because they do have special requirements, because these quilts will be on display in the tent and they need to be hung from quilt racks. Mm-hmm. And it's quite amazing when you walk into that quilt tent to see these quilts on display and the work that goes into them and the absolute beauty of them.
So it seemed to me at the Ottawa match, which was last year, they had a quilt tent as well.
They did.
And it was like 60 feet long and about 15 feet high or so. Is that the one I'm thinking of? They had like I think all of the Aboriginal peoples of Canada had created little...
That was a little bit of a different quilt. They did have their own, the quilt 10 for the IPM. This was a, the quilt of belonging is what you're speaking of.
Okay.
And this was a woman...
It was impressive, I just...
It was very impressive. If anybody has ever had a chance to see this quilt, you're right, it was about 60 feet long and somewhat in a semicircle.
Mm-hmm.
And it ranged in colors like a rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
And what this woman had done was go to, you know, write letters to different countries. And there is one block represented from each different country, and she has incorporated this into a quilt. She also does sell a book.
Mm-hmm. So that's a permanent type display somewhere. I mean, it's in the past, but
right,
I think it still exists somewhere.
Right now it is a traveling display.
Okay.
And I believe it has been in Waterloo region a few years ago.
Hmm.
But if you're interested, you know, you can Google it at Quilt of Belonging.
We'll have somebody unique at this match, too. We had the president, David Piper, of the IPM on about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And he was mentioning about the barn raising.
Right. Right, and we're very excited about that.
I want to remind our listeners what that is.
Well, we're having a barn raising event. We have found a barn, and on site we will have a bunch of people that will
build that barn.
And what will during those 5 days, and then after the match is over, that barn will again come down and it will be sold.
Yeah, it's quite a.
It's a really neat concept.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that's very unique to our region, with our Mennonite background, Mennonite heritage,
mm-hmm.
and it's not something you see from Toronto. You know, if you're in Toronto, so
yeah.
it's very unique. I remember I used to work at the Elmira and Woolwich Chamber of Commerce. I had someone from the city of Toronto call to see if we could have a barn raising in Nathan Phillips Square. And so, you know,
yeah,
I'm going to have to call those people and tell them to come to Waterloo Region again. So.
Well, they knew the right place to call anyway.
Exactly.
To find anything like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if I can just say one other thing, we've got another exciting event. These ladies really like to take it upon themselves, my Family Lifestyles Committee, to help promote the match and show some of the things that they're doing. And so they're having a Miracle of Moms event, and it's this is a follow-up to our Girls Night Out that we had in November, and this will be held Thursday, May 3rd from 6 till 9:30 at the Cambridge City Hall at 50 Dixon Street.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to be having a fashion show. We've got lots of vendors. A lot of vendors from Cambridge will be out to show their wares. And it's just a way to celebrate mom.
Mm-hmm.
And it also will give some exposure and some promotion to our upcoming match. We are 6 months away. So please come on out to Miracle of Moms. Everyone is invited to come out, and it's again Thursday, May 3rd, from 6 till 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
And and we'll shortly, you know, it will shortly be on our website at www.ipm2012.ca.
Sorry about that, folks. there's a very modest station here, and we don't really have someone answer the phone, and so we do that during the show. Now, it's really fun to hear about these this fundraiser coming May 3rd.
Right.
It seemed to me on the website there was some other events coming up, applying match events to support. I don't know why. I think you buy tickets now. When did I see that? I wish I had the screen up. But from time to time, there will be applying match events come up.
Yeah, right.
And if you go to the website, you
right.
can... you know, check out the cookbook
right.
and keep track of the upcoming events that's happened. Like, for instance, the one that's passed is when they had the wagon and the horses escort the new MRI
right,
into
right.
the Cambridge Hospital.
Right.
Yeah.
That was a neat event as well, you know. And we've chosen the three hospitals where our net proceeds will go to.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked us to help bring in the MRI,
yeah.
which... You know, it's a real blend between the old and the new.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. That's good to hear. So you go to the website, you can see some of these past news events and upcoming events.
Exactly.
And if you, Heidi's here and she can speak to cookbooks and quilts and Kids Corner, something.
Right, Little Sprouts, rest area.
Little Sprouts, and also the seminar area.
What, right, what you, the Fashion and More.
Okay, Fashion and More, so should be a great match.
Yep, it'll be a great match. I'm looking forward to it, mm-hmm. and got it starting to get a little panicked that it's 6 months away, but we've got a great foundation as to where we've been. We've been planning this for over 2 years, so, mm-hmm. you know, we're really looking forward to October.
Yeah.
The event is September 15th or September 18th or the 22nd, but
yeah, it's pretty unique. It's it's all volunteers, and these are people taking time out from their day-to-day work and family commitments to do this, and so it's quite unique, and the job does get done. It's has its own peculiarities dealing with volunteers, but the reality is people have to come and go for all kinds of reasons, some because they've gone to another job or who knows what's going on. So, but it's wonderful and it all works. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great show.
Great.
So we're into the last of our show here, another 15 minutes. I think we'll just stop and play a song here. And just want to welcome you all aboard. Listen to us today on CKMS Radio 100.3 on your FM dial. You can listen to us at soundfm.ca on live stream. And you can listen to us on the Rogers box. I think it's number 946 is where you can listen to us on Rogers, the Rogers box that most people have in their homes. It's Jeff Steger, your host, with Heidi Greb and Samantha Kim. And it's the Agriculture Show. And we're just going to play another couple songs here. And we'll be back to wrap up our show and catch up on any loose ends. And we'll see you then.
Totally appalling. Well, life on the farm are kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with the needs of country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun set low, pull out the fiddle and the rosin up the bow. Kids are all asleep, so I keep the cattle low. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play a solid gun all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. Fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty key. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. The sun's coming up, I got cakes on the fiddle. Life ain't nothing but a fun about a riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Woo!
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday afternoon. Jeff Steger is your host. It's the Agriculture Show. Well, ladies, we've had a great time this afternoon. I'm so glad you came out. Thanks so much, Heidi.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. I enjoy being here.
So you had some questions you had thought of to ask Heidi. Samantha, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Let's go back to the event that we were talking about, the fashion show event on May 3rd.
The Miracle of Moms event.
Yeah. So what kind of things can we see at the event?
Well, again, this is on Thursday, May 3rd from 6 until 9:30, and it's a celebration of our moms. It's very close to Mother's Day. Will be held at the Cambridge City Hall, and we've got, so far we've got about 20, 25 vendors lined up, and so each of those people will have a table where they can display and actually sell their wares on that evening. We've got Rosalind's Boutique. We'll have fashion shows again by Expressions by DSK. We've got the Red Teapot, Cafe Lita, Gallery M, Coffee Cultures, some photography. We'll have the Krajewski Gallery there as well, selling his artwork. Mm-hmm. I should mention too, Alex Krajewski did do our poster for the plowing match this year, and okay. It was just unveiled at the Ontario Plowmen's Association convention, an annual meeting a few weeks ago.
Oh, good. Well, I'd be forward to see that.
Yeah, it's not on the website yet, but okay. It will be. But it's an amazing picture that will represent Waterloo Region again, and you know, that blend between urban and rural. So anyway, he's going to be one of our vendors there as well. We've got some custom wood products, some massage, soaps, different things that are, now this really is a women's event, but you know, we will encourage the men to come. Our last event that we had, the girls' night out, we had a lingerie fashion show, which was very nice as well. So I'm sure Donna Schmidt-Kirk will do a wonderful job doing the fashion show as well again. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, on the list, I'm seeing all these jewelry, skincare products, and such things that'll be there.
There'll be lots for you to buy, so come on down.
For sure. I think it'll be a perfect place to go and buy a present for your mom for the Mother's Day to get
We're
ready.
We're encouraging all moms and daughters to come on out. So
for sure.
A little bit of pampering and a little bit of style, so it'll be a great event. Yeah.
So that's our show today, folks. We're just so glad to have our guest here, and it's before we sign off here, it's 100.3 Sound FM. It's your host, Jeff Steger. It's the Agriculture Show, brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture.